Hey, this is Ali Ciardo, and today we're going to talk about three big ways to save time in your business and my favorite tools for efficiency.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Welcome. Before we jump in and get started, I want to remind you that if you are feeling like you're struggling with booking clients, you're struggling with sending out emails once they inquire and not hearing back, you're just struggling with anything in the process, I have put together a free 3-day video crash course for you. You can go to photofieldnotes.com/crashcourse to sign up, and you'll get a little email in your inbox every day with a link to a different video that just gives you tons of tips, tons of things that have worked really well in my own business. So I'm giving that to you for free. Go check that out. And now let's get into the topic of the day, which is three big ways to save time in your business. I've kind of broken this up into, I'll give you straight up from the beginning, I'll give you the three key areas, and then we're going to dive into each one individually. So the three key areas for me are business management, so saving time by managing my business more efficiently, editing and design, there are a lot of ways to get faster at that, and then marketing. So first thing I want to jump into is business management, because I think that this is a place where a lot of photographers struggle. You kind of see two main types of photographers. The first type of photographer often is this person who comes into photography with a business mindset, maybe has a business background, and then maybe gets into photography later as that business, but comes with the business background. The other type of photographer that I often see is the photographer who, once they start taking photographs and they get into it and they get so energized by the photos and the artistic side, they love that. Maybe they love working with people, but then you get onto like the marketing side and the business management side and everything else that comes along with that. And they are just like, please, I hate this stuff. This is terrible. Personally, I ran a different business before I ran my business, Ali & Co. Photography. So I come from more of that business background where I was managing clients and running a business before I got into photography. I started photography as a creative outlet separately, but then I really saw, you know, this is something that I'm going to take full time as my business. So I don't know, maybe that's a little bit of both, but I do have the business background. So let me tell you some of the ways that I make my business management more efficient, especially if this is something you don't like and you don't want to spend as much time on it. But let's be real, none of us want to spend all of our time managing the business. We want to be out there doing the other stuff, having fun, you know, bringing in more clients, etc. So, okay, the first thing that I use is a business management system. I used Excel for a very long time and it was okay, but I had to, you know, jump in and I had, oh my gosh, I had 5 different spreadsheets going at any different time. And I do still have spreadsheets for certain things and crunching numbers and looking at profits in different ways and so forth. But I absolutely love having an online business management tool where I can keep everything in one place. Everybody, you know, has their own. Basically, I can type in any client's name, search them, bring up their kind of file, and get all of those details. Anytime they send me an email with a note, I say, yep, I'm just going to pop that right in there for you so that I know it's all together. I type it in. So different business systems that you can check out are things like 17 Hats, Honeybook, Tave, there are quite a few. And I know that everybody kind of feels very strongly about the platform that they use. So I'm not necessarily going to say that you have to use a particular platform. I personally use 17 Hats. I've also played with Honeybook, and both of them have, you know, different strengths and different weaknesses for sure. So you'll have to kind of explore a little bit on your own and see if you can get a trial or talk to other people who can show you their accounts and walk you through. And that's another thing. Once you get set up, or as you're getting set up, if you can find another local photographer in your area or another local business owner who's using that platform, these platforms can be pretty overwhelming. So I think it's really nice if you can find somebody and like buy them lunch and have them help you set up. I've had people do that for me where they said, can you please help us? We're so overwhelmed. And they brought me lunch and I was like, yeah, I'll absolutely help you because I feel pretty passionate about this and I want to make sure that you're getting the benefits that I'm getting. So it's sort of that community over competition, helping each other out kind of thing. And obviously if they help you out, think about how you can help them out in the future and do something really nice for them too. So business management software is, I feel like, a must if you have more than a couple clients a year. If you really have a business where you are shooting multiple weddings, shooting multiple portrait sessions, whatever it might be, I think it's such a benefit to have a system like that. The other thing that I do with my system, and the reason that I like 17 Hats, is because I can set up automated emails and I can have them actually go out on their own, or I can choose to approve them before they go out. So personally, I have them go out on their own. If you have gone through my crash course, I've gone into this in a lot more detail, kind of how I use it, walking through, but I'll just kind of give you the general setup of what I do. The automated emails that I send out, there's one that goes out about 30 days or 31 days before the wedding, and that sends a questionnaire. So at that point, I have a lot of the details already, but this is gathering things like, who are the other vendors who are going to be there? Because then I can tag them in social media and give them credit and build relationships with these people after the wedding. I ask for the full schedule, which at that point I've probably already gone over with them, but then I have it in their file. And then I have them give me all of their family members' names that are going to be at the wedding. I have them tell me who's going to be calling out names, everything that I need, I have right there, contact information, etc. So that goes out automatically. If I were to completely forget to send that email out, which I guess could happen, you never know, it would still go out and it would still gather that information and it sparks something for them to then get back to me. I also use ScheduleOnce.com to make it really easy to schedule meetings with clients. It's $5 a month and it's so simple and it saves me so much time. It's completely worth it. So instead of having to go back and forth and be like, well, I've got this time available and this time available and this time, you just send them your link. It's connected to your calendar. You can have sets of time that are always blocked off. Like say it's always blocked off after 5 or it's always blocked off on the weekends. And then you can also have it, once it's synced to your calendar, it will automatically say, okay, you're already busy during this time. That time's not available. And then they can just pick a time, request it, you approve it, you're good to go. It's really nice. I also have my bride guide email series that I send out to my brides specifically. So as soon as they book, I use MailChimp for this. You could use something like 17 Hats, or I've also been really liking drip.co lately. So you can set up an email to go out every single week with tips to help prepare your bride, to help build your relationship with them. And that way you're not going back and forth on these questions that you are answering for everybody. You're just sending out emails week by week, every single time, telling people, okay, you know, this is a question that a lot of people have. This is an issue that I run into a lot. I just want to help you out. So take every issue that you could potentially have and you write that down and you turn that into an email and it makes it so much easier. And if you want to check out my shop, you can see my pre-written emails and you can actually just grab them right there and then you'll be ready to go. All right. So the other thing that I have in my business management area is my style guide. I have a printed catalog that walks clients through the different products that I offer. It gets them really excited about the products that I offer. And so for wedding clients, and I was doing in-person sales for portrait clients, and I think I'm actually going to move into discontinuing in-person sales, which I know is funny because in-person sales has become, I feel like, this buzzword lately. Maybe this is just me, but I feel like everybody's talking about how important in-person sales is. But for me, I've actually found that if I can send out a style guide that gives them my products, it gives them inspiration ahead of time, and then I can use something like Swift Galleries, which is swiftgalleries.com, and I can show them what their photos are going to look like on their walls, then I don't have to have that extra meeting. I get to have that night back to myself so that I'm not out meeting with clients all the time to show them the products. So those are all the different things that I personally use to save time on the business management side. Next, let's talk about editing and design. The first thing that I cannot believe that I didn't use until last fall is Photo Mechanic. Photo Mechanic is a lifesaver for calling. Basically, what it does is it makes your photos pop up much faster. It's a lower res file that it shows you, but if you're looking at Bridge or you're looking at Lightroom, every time you hit the arrow key and go to the next photo, it takes a couple seconds to load. And when you're looking at a ton of photographs, that time is going to add up and that's going to eat into your day. So when you use Photo Mechanic, you're just like click, boom, click, boom, click, boom, tag, 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 tag. And it's so fast and it's so amazing. It basically, that's all I use it for is culling, but it does it so well that it's worth every penny. And I kind of hemmed and hawed before I bought it. I was like, really? I'm going to spend, I forget what it is, like $100 or $150 on this tool, and all it does is call, and I can do that in Bridge, and that's what it was doing. And everybody I asked was like, yes, you need to get Photo Mechanic. You need to get it right now. So once I got it, I completely agreed, and I absolutely love it. So Photo Mechanic has been super helpful. Another thing that I use for design is Album Stop. So that's for album design, where I can drag my images in. So what I do is, I do actually use Bridge for this. I'll rate my images. I guess you could use Photo Mechanic. Once everything's edited, I will rate them basically a 5 for something that I want to pull into Album Stop. So anything that I think is going to be potentially album worthy, I'll go through and I'll rate it as a 5. And then I'll only pull those into Album Stop. And then I can drag the pictures onto Album Stop, try out different layouts, and it does it really quickly. And then it also has an online proofing system called Proofer that I use. That this one, it seems to be one of the less expensive versions of album proofing. So I like that combination, but I've also heard really good things about Smart Albums. I think it's a little bit more expensive, but I have heard good things. So I think either one of those solutions is a really great option. Anything that can make your album design more efficient. You could also try outsourcing your album design. I have not done that. I've actually thought about trying that this year, so we'll see. But for now, Album Stomp is so great. I used to do it in InDesign. I'm thinking all these things I used to do that took me like 5 times as long. I would manually lay out every single album from beginning to end in Album Design completely manually, and it took me forever. So Album Stomp or Smart Albums, whatever it is, get a system. If you're doing albums, you absolutely need to make that more efficient. You can also look at outsourcing your editing. I've done a little bit of outsourcing for my editing. You can look at EditSource. You can look at other local photographers who can help you out. If you're not sure about outsourcing, I would recommend trying it out during a slower season so that you're not in the situation where you're trying to find the right fit during the busy season when you're already stressed out. So I know that seems counterintuitive to spend money on outsourcing when you could do it yourself during that time, but I do think it's a really helpful thing if you can take the time to work with somebody to get it right and not feel completely overwhelmed, like if this doesn't work out perfectly, everything's gonna fall apart. So that's what I recommend on that site. So give that a try. If you're going to do your own editing, I just got a little tool. Actually, Jeff got it for me for my birthday, and it's been really fun to play with. It's called Palette. If you look at palettegear.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes on photofieldnotes.com, Palette Gear is, how do I describe it? It's basically a little panel, I guess, that you plug into your computer. So instead of using a mouse, you can turn the knobs. So let's say for upping your exposure or your white balance, you can actually just turn a knob and it will crank it up. So basically, I do recommend little things like, from a shooting perspective, I use an Expo disc to try to get my white balance looking really consistent when I can. Doesn't always work in every situation, but it is really helpful, especially if you're outside. So if I need to tweak things, sometimes I like things a little bit warmer, or once I apply some of my presets, I just like to tweak it a little bit before I batch it. So I can quickly just, you know, tap through super fast, do little tweaks on those knobs instead of having to use my mouse and get up in there. I bought the slider, and I don't like the slider as much. I like the turning knobs because the slider, if you slide it up, once you've slid it up, when you go to the next photo, it will automatically apply that setting to where the slider is. So the knobs I find are a little bit better for just kind of going from where you're already at. Hope that makes sense. Anyway, it's a really cool tool. It's a lot of fun. It's not 100% necessary, but I'm enjoying it personally, and I do think that it's making my editing a little bit faster as I'm using it. And I feel like it's also just ergonomically nice. Like it's just easier to use. I'll say that. Okay, so that's editing InDesign, Photo Mechanic, Palette, Album Stomp or Smart Albums, and occasional outsourcing or full outsourcing if that's something that you think fits your business. Finally, let's get into marketing. This is one that I think you either hate or you love. I personally love marketing. If I could just do marketing all day long, every day, I would be completely thrilled with it. It's my background. I studied advertising, so it's something that I enjoy personally. But I know not everybody loves it. So let me give you some tools to make it faster for you. First off, when it comes to blogging, I do not remember what my life looked like before Blogstomp. I I cannot imagine running a business without Blogstomp and trying to share my photos and keep up on my blog. It wouldn't happen. So Blogstomp, what you can do is you can drag your photos. I'll tell you my process. Just like my album design, I go through and I rate my photos as a 5 if there are photos that I think that I want to blog. And then I'll drag them into Blogstomp and I can really quickly just pick them one at a time or pick 2 to go side by side, etc., and hit stomp, and it will size it exactly how I need it to be. And then I can, within that tool, pop the pictures into my blog, connect it to my blog, and upload them. I'll tell you one potential disadvantage and how to overcome it with Blogstomp. You have to be careful about naming your images, because it's easy to just name them, image 1, image 2, image 3, and then stomp, 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 and it exports them, and then it imports them into your site. But again, in my crash course, if you've gone through this, I talk about, for SEO purposes, you want your image names to have meaning. So I do try to make a point to go in and change the output so that the name of the image is relevant to what the picture is. So if it's like, let's say I live in East Lansing, MSU Alumni Chapel wedding photo or something like that, you have to go in and change that. So make sure that you're not getting lazy and trying to save so much time that you lose the whole point of why you're blogging. So you definitely want those images to have names that are relevant to what is in the image. And then the same goes with alt text. So it will automatically apply the image name as the alt text. So, which is fine if the image name is relevant, but you might need to go and update it if it's not. All right, the other tool that I literally just started using, I've said before that I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. And here's part of the reason why I've had that relationship with Instagram. For some reason, for the longest time, I thought that I had to just kind of like come up with something every single day to post on Instagram. Like, it's 2:00 and what should I post today? I don't know. And then I realized, or maybe someone told me, that you can plan ahead. Oh my gosh, what an enlightening concept. So I started using Planoly because there are other tools that are cheaper. This one, I got a coupon, it was like $6 or $7 a month, something like that. And the reason I like Planoly over something like Plan, PLANN, which is $3 a month, is because Planoly is completely desktop-based for the planning part, and I really prefer that. I don't have to transfer the images or use Dropbox or do anything that's going to take extra time. So to me, it was worth spending a little bit of extra money for that efficiency. So I actually just went through this week, and I had a big content week, and I put together a ton of posts for Instagram ahead of time, knowing that then I've left some space where I can share things that are a little bit more in the moment. So someone else gave me the tip of having a topic for the day each week. So let's say, for example, I decided Friday is going to be my vendor love day or my venue love day. So I take past weddings and I basically just look for that venue or that vendor on Instagram, set it up ahead of time where I'm giving them some vendor love, talking about why I love them, sharing that picture, tagging them in it, helping to build that relationship. And for me, I mean, that's really easy to do every week. So I set it up for a couple of months to just every Friday, I'm going to give a shout out to a different vendor, help build those relationships, help kind of prop everybody else up and just kind of create some positive energy. I'm also sharing those blog posts that I put together using Blogstomp. So right now I'm set up for the next few months. I have a blog post going out every single week. And then I also post a corresponding image, so an image that features that wedding on Instagram, just kind of say a little something about that. So putting that together and batching, I found, here's the reason it's so much better for me, is because for me, it's all about energy. And if I have to stop what I'm doing and create one single post and say, okay, what's it going to be? And then put it together and then post it and then tag it, blah, 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 blah. I just end up wasting so much more time because then I have to get my head around it. And then once I come back to what I was doing, I have to get my head back into that. So when I kind of went on this content creating marathon, it was pretty exhausting, I'll admit. By the end of it, I was pretty tired and I needed to just kind of relax and watch some Gilmore Girls. But once I got my head into it, I was like a machine putting this stuff together, especially if you're doing themes. You're like, okay, I've got this vendor and I know that I haven't done this vendor yet and I loved this vendor. I definitely want to share this wedding. So it was so easy when my head was in it to just batch everything together and set it all up ahead of time using Planoly. So I so far really recommend it, really like it. Again, I just started this, but I'm loving it so far. So anything with content, if you can batch that together with your marketing and just kind of do it all at once instead of trying to change where your head is at, stop, do one blog post, stop, do one Instagram post, stop, do one Facebook post, etc. If you can put that together and plan out your content ahead of time, it's going to save you energy, it's going to save you time, and I really think that it's going to make your marketing a little bit smarter because you're going to be able to think about the big picture of how it works together, what people are seeing, when people are seeing it, what message you want to share with everybody. It just makes so much more sense. All right, so I think that does it for today's episode. So again, business management, we've got 17 Hats or HoneyBook or any other kind of business management software, sending out automated emails, MailChimp or Drip.co for those weekly emails, style guides. I think that does it for today's episode. I know that I've given you a lot of tools. So if you go to photofieldnotes.com, you can check out the full list of all the tools. You don't have to write them down or remember what they are. They're all right there for you in this episode. So thank you again for giving me the time to listen today. I hope that it was helpful to you, and I will see you next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.